Hi, everybody. We're here. We're there. We're everywhere. I'm behind you. Look behind you. Anyway, so we're here on BBS, and today is Wednesday, and I'm looking to see the day. Maybe it passed us by here. Larry Norrie puts it up. So it's the 18th of January, 2012. So, everybody, how are you doing? We did the cording call yesterday to get cords released from us. That was quite interesting. And we had the body decloning call on Monday. That was also very interesting. So if anybody would like to call in and maybe describe how it felt during the call, possibly what what you experienced, how you feel afterwards. On Monday on the decloning, we worked for over an hour and a half, I think. But basically, we'll just say an hour and a half. Normally the calls are an hour long, but doing decloning, I stretched it out for another half an hour. And we worked with eyesight. So had a few people call me saying that they could see maybe a little better, or they had more lubrication in their eyes, which is good. So here we go. We'll see if Carrie's on. So Carrie, are you out there?
I am, Ron. Yes. Hi. I'm behind you, especially if you're facing north. I'm definitely behind you. Welcome, everybody. January 18th. We're on station one today. So if you would like to call in, that would be great. Tell everybody how you feel from either the Monday or the Tuesday decloning or decording calls. I know I have more energy, Ron. That's what I'm feeling from the decording. That's what I'm noticing. It was all eyes, all about eyes on Monday on the decloning call. And mine went through various phases of feeling different feelings during the call. And then I think I was telling you afterward, Ron, that I've noticed, and not just from that call, but just since I've been doing clearings in general, I used to get quite a lot of those little flecks, those floaters floating around in my eyes. And I was realizing, since we were focusing on eyes, that I don't get those anymore, ever. And I hadn't even really paid attention and noticed it. You know how when something goes away, you kind of forget it was there? I think it's one of those. Whereas when you're focusing on it because it hurts or something's bothering you, you're really, really aware of it. And then when it goes away, you kind of forget it was ever there. And I think that's how it's been with the floaters in my eyes. I don't know overall what effect the decloning is having on my sight. I was feeling quite a lot of stuff going on in my eyes, kind of burning in the beginning, and that went away, and then kind of an interesting ache that was almost like a nice kind of an ache. I didn't have too much watering this time, and I know you've done some decloning on our eyes before. I do remember that they watered a lot the first time that you did it. So it's really interesting. To kind of watch yourself and see what's happening. So if anybody would like to call in and share what you experienced, that would be really nice to hear. So under station one, the call-in numbers are 888-627-6008, and then hop down to line four, area code 530-413-5011, 530-413-5011. We have a beep. Great. Who's on the line?
Hi, I'm Larry. How are you doing?
Hi, Larry. I'm great. How are you? How are your eyes?
Great. Real good. Yeah, I wanted to call in and say that Ron worked on the head all the way down to the feet area and the heart area, and I had a psychic attack from a heart area from an alien. And from another person, and then after about seven hours after the call, after the healing, it cleared up very beautifully and went away. And I saw this alien in the other person, and he turned into a goat. And then the light shift, and Ron apparently took him to the light, and he was resolved and dissolved in the light.
Wow.
So I thought that was very nice, and I got completely restored from that psychic attack by that individual. And then I wanted to ask Ron a question about something, if I can, too.
Go ahead,
still there?
Yeah.
Okay,
I hear
then I
you,
had
Larry.
A theory, Ron. that the aliens, that if they could create a timeline and go to a dark energy spot in space, and then they would take timelines from the dark energy spot back to us, the human beings, and then they would take timelines from us back to the alien again. They would take the light from us, but they would be channeling the darkness from the dark spot back to us. I'm wondering if that's possible.
Larry, can you repeat that one more time? Ron's having a little trouble hearing. Just repeat it again as short of a sentence as you can, sum it up in what your question is.
Okay, the alien, could they be channeling timeline to a dark spot and put all their dark energies into that dark spot and then channel that to us, the channel of darkness into us, take the light from us from other timelines and channel it back to their bodies, like a triangular arrangement, a three-way spot arrangement? Could they be doing that?
Are you there, Ron?
Okay. Is my sound okay?
Yeah, you sound good to me.
Okay. Okay. What I think Larry was saying is that they connect to us maybe on a certain timeline with more than one alien energy, and then from there on that timeline they can steal our light from us and take it off to other timelines.
Is that
something like that?
Yes, they steal our light from their timeline back to them, and they channel their timeline to the dark spot energy where they dump their dark energy into, and then they channel that back to us.
Yeah, I would say they could possibly do that, yeah.
Uh-huh. I think they're crafty to do that because we can't, if they would have channeled their dark energy to us and take our light back to them, we could stop the dark energy and keep our light back with us, and we could stop it, but because they channel it into a dark spot, it's hard to channel the darkness back to them and keep our light back to us. So they're being real crafty when they do that then.
Yeah, I think they could do that, yeah. They can also bring in the false light, and your body
accept
the false light because it's used to that. So they could take out the light they have and bring in the false light.
Uh-huh, okay.
So
that's why we're misunderstanding ourselves by the false light and the true light. They channel that into us then, and the true light out to them, and then that gives them power and insight over us because they got our light. So they got the goods on us at that point.
Yeah.
Okay, so I understand that much better. I thank you for the feedback on that, Ron.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Okay, so I guess that's all I have, and I appreciate that.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
Thanks, Larry.
So,
all right. So it's Wednesday night, so we do have the Q&A tonight. From 8 Pacific till 9, so 11 till midnight Eastern. So the phone number for that tonight is the 559 number, so that's 559-546-1301. And then tonight's PIN is 50-63-99, and then the pound sign, 506399. Pound. Mossy's asking, is it best to write questions to CLS Questions? So the email address for your questions for the Q&A is clsquestions@yahoo.com. Keep them nice and short and write in the subject line at the top there that it's for tonight and that you're, so I know you're listening and can read those out. Anything else that isn't a question for the Q&A is best, just so you guys know, it's best to send that just to Ron's regular email addresses because the CLS questions is really just for the Q&A. There are a lot of other things being sent there, and we don't really check it except when we're about to do a Q&A. So stuff, I know some stuff is just sitting there that sometimes needs quicker answers. So just use that for your short questions on the Q&A nights. There is also, you can also send, if you have requests for the decloning, I try and check the email because we did a while ago mention that you could send requests in for any organs or anything, but if you're going to be on the decloning call on Mondays, you can send that there too. And Marcy, you did have a question earlier about having to sit in front of the computer for, I'm not looking at the question right now, something about sitting in front of the computer, in front of the light beam while you're doing a clearing. And Ron, as I understand it, you don't have to sit in front of your monitor, right? You can move around your house just fine.
Yeah, you can, although you have to come back to it, though, in order to, change the buttons. But a lot of people do just sit there and, feel their body changing as they go through the different types of healings, which you can move away, yes. But, you still want to have the monitor typically on in the room that you're in. So if you have it on your kitchen table, then you can do the dishes and do cooking and stuff. So it's always best to have the light beam up on your monitor where you are. And you can move around in the room. And if you do need to do something else, and by all means, I would just probably get a little timer, maybe an egg timer or something, so you know about when to come back to your computer. So sometimes you have to change the buttons or the different settings. So we had a question, something about why do some clearings take longer than others?
Yeah,
you want to answer that one, Carrie?
Yeah, so Liz was asking, if the light works in the now, right, in an instant, why do some healings take longer than others? So as you guys know, there are a lot of different kinds of healings. Some of them are very easy to do quickly, so to speak. When Ron does the emotional clearings, he can just do that in an instant. But these others where alien abductions are involved and we have been taken into the territory of darkness, ones like that, those involve, when we set those clearings going, it involves CLS sending out ships into darkness to go find us and bring us back and battle aliens and Lord knows what else, many, many other things. And I just said the word Lord. Isn't that interesting? So those are not such an instant thing. The light is working in its moment, doing those moment by moment by moment, but they're not sort of snap of the finger clearings because a lot has to be done to conduct the nitty gritty of the clearing that we've just set in motion when we hit the start button on the website. So, Ron, why don't you add to that? I'm sure there's more that you'd like to say about that.
Yeah, that's correct. And some clearings take a little bit longer than others because they're going through different densities in your body. And so it all depends on the clearing and then also how much my body can take to do a clearing for you. So that's why sometimes they're a little bit longer than others. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. So the next one, let's see, that I was going to read was, I know somebody was asking how people have found the decoding clearing as well. So if anybody would like to call in who's been on that, that would be great, so that others can hear who perhaps haven't been on it. I know Micah had a question. Micah, let me find it. Where is it? Yes. Wondering how you distinguish between true light and the light of the darkness, Ron, or false light.
Oh, okay. That's a very good question. When you go to your heart center, you do the mind a heart drop, and you command your spirit to do so. Then when you go to your heart, then you can bring in only light to you. So if you're wondering if you've been using something, some other modality, for healing, and you don't know if it's in the light or not, then go to your heart and see if it'll come into your spirit. If your spirit will accept it, then it's of the light. If it won't accept it, then it's of the darkness. And this is the way, and then if you want to bring in some of the energies from the light ship, like the masters, Jesus, Mother Mary, etc., then you can go to your heart center and bring them in from there and not from your head. Because anything from your head will be darkness. So if you think of something to bring in or something talks to you inside of your head, the light will never come to you to talk to you. So that right away is a giveaway. So if you think you're hearing voices in your head to do something, or maybe you think that you're on the light ship during the day or something, or you felt the light being come to you during the day, that does not normally happen. I'm not saying that it won't happen, but almost always it will not happen, because they're not going to interfere with what you're doing here physically. So remember, you have to connect yourself. So the way to see if what you're doing is in the light is just to go to your heart center. I saw something about crystal bowls on here, I think. So let's talk about that. So even though the crystal bowl would be man-made, and, you know, you would activate it, you know, by that little tool to make it ring, that's still going to be more than likely of the light, because it's just going to be a sound that's put off by the bowl, and it should probably be basically okay. I don't really see too much of a problem on that. But check out that with your heart. You don't want the aliens to attach to that sound, though. That's the only thing. I myself get a little concerned when I see, you know, the Windows Media Player sometimes playing, and it has all those different, colors moving around and stuff. I know that could be, they could attach to the pixels and the colors as you're moving, and then send you something from that. So I don't like looking at things like that, or any type of picture. When we have the monitors up at the expos, what you see normally is either the words that we're doing the clearing with, and then you'll probably see a light beam. And the light beam doesn't move at all. It's just stationary. And so I don't like to see anything that kind of moves on screens, for healing or anything like that, because it could be attached by the darkness. So I hope I kind of answered that question. Remember, everybody, if you have anything from the mind or things were taught to you from the mind about how to do healings, it could still be a lot of the darkness working through that. Will the healing work? Yes, by all means it will work. Remember, everything here on this planet basically has been controlled by the darkness for eons of time. So, of course they work. You know, they know how to make healings work. And that's the problem that we have, is that it's very hard to figure out what's what. But going to your heart center is the only way you're going to know. And I'll say it again, it's the only way you're going to know. Your mind will tell you whatever you would like to hear, or it would like to tell you about something. But the mind is the darkness, so, you know, you have to be very, you know, concerned with what information you're getting, because the mind will allow you to experience darkness, the light of the darkness, every time, because naturally it's promoting itself. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So let's see. Mossy is wondering how far away you can get from the light being when you're doing a clearing. I know I sometimes go out and do yard work while I've got a clearing running, but I kind of stay on the property here. Is that okay, Ron? Can you drive down the street? I mean, how far away can you go and still be connected to that energy?
Well, I probably would myself would not go out of the room that the monitor's in.
Okay.
Momentarily and stuff to do things, but you know, you want to come back. So that's how I see it. Remember, a lot of people just get the monitor up and they do different things at the table. Maybe they're doing some sewing or something or whatever, and or you could have your back turned to the monitor doing something. But keep the light beam up so that the energy from the light beam, which is the conduit, can connect to you. That's the reason why the light beam comes up, or the other master energies or whatever you'd like to bring up there. I think most people either use maybe the Star Bethlehem possibly, or the light beam. So any one of those would work fine. or all of them will work fine, but I would still probably not leave the room. Because remember, this is a healing for you. So, like I always say, you know, how dedicated are you for life? You know? So it's always best to if you're going to go through the time to do the clearing, then, you know, and you paid for it, then by all means, take the time to do it. And I would just stay in the room. And most clearings normally will not take quite that long, but if you do like the alien attack page, there's a lot on there. And, you know, you're going to want to feel which alien race or critter is attacking you. And you will know instantly when you start feeling the relief. So if you're out, you know, working in your garden doing this clearing, you're not going to know. And you're not going to know what's happening to you because you're not focused on what's happening. So that's why I would always stay with the computer and just use this for your healing time. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Tammy has a question, and I'm not sure what part of this means, but she's asking, how does an entity fit into a false picture? I'm not sure what a false picture means. Maybe you just mentioned that and I missed it, but how does an entity fit into a picture, let's say? And then, Cammie, if that's not what you meant, type it in again and I'll reread it. So, Ron, how do entities fit into pictures?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they can always come into anything. Let's see here. In fact, if you have a picture right now, this only works live. If you have a picture on your wall or you have one in your wallet, why don't you get that picture? And what we'll do is have one of the light beams come into it for you. And you can watch the picture change. This will be your own picture. And this will not work on the website as far as an activation or anything, but I will do it right now for you to show you how the picture could be used. And we'll put light into it this time. But also the darkness can also do the same thing. So I think we're going to have some surprises here from people when they look at their picture. So maybe we can talk for a minute or two here, Carrie. Maybe answer another question as people are getting a photograph of somebody.
Okay. All right. Well, Tina has a question that fits right with this. She's saying, someone has my picture, so I'm assuming that means a picture of Tina, and may be sending negative energy to me. Is there anything I can do? So how can we protect ourselves if others have photos of us and they're using it negatively toward us?
Boy, that's a hard one. Don't give your picture out, number one. If you're on Facebook or something like that where you're on the Internet, you're just getting courted continuously. Especially if your picture looks, very nice, you know. So it could be a problem for you instantly because you don't know who's getting your picture. You may have, 10,000 people looking at you, courting you, just by having it out on Facebook or wherever else it could be. So that's not a good thing. What can you do about it? Don't do it. You know, don't give your picture out, You know, if they have your picture, then all you can do is probably the Hexes of Spell Clearing or Dark Side Practitioner. And that's what it's on there for, on the website, for people who need help when they're being attacked by someone.
And would it help? Sorry, go on.
Go ahead. And they can't attach to you through the picture. They could mail your picture to somebody in some foreign country that maybe, makes, 10 cents an hour. And, their job is to do psychic attacks on you and worse, okay? So, but all you can do is, if you know that, if you feel energy coming from that, then you want to do those two clearings. That's why they put up. Okay. Should we do the picture clearing for everybody?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. I'm yawning. I'm going to first clear the picture of the energy that's in there. So if that's okay for all of you. before I do this, before we clear it, what I'll tell you, let's say you have a picture of, maybe you got a picture of your husband or wife who passed on, or maybe one of your parents or something. You wanted to energize it that way. The emotional energy now of that picture that's there that you might relate to will be taken away, okay? It'll be neutralized because the light does not will not bring in anything into something that has a charge on it of something. So if you don't want that emotional energy taken out of the picture, then, you know, don't use it, because it will be instantly transformed into peace. So I just wanted to tell you that when people go into the light infusion chamber, whatever they're wearing is neutralized completely, because it shouldn't have any kind of stuff on it. That includes your clothing, too, and maybe some jewelry. Remember, if you had a piece of jewelry, let's just say that for some reason you went out and you had an illness for maybe 6 months, and you were wearing this necklace, okay? And then somehow you stopped wearing the necklace, and, you know, you got well. And then all of a sudden, maybe a year later, you get dressed up and you want to go out and you put this necklace on that you wore when you were sick, okay? All of a sudden, that necklace is going to resonate that illness that you had a year earlier into you. And it could cause you, activating more DNA in you, to become sick just by wearing the necklace. So that's the problem that people have of having things. And you all know that when you pick up something, you may feel an emotional energy on it, okay? That's why when you go into a clothing secondhand store or something and you pick something up, you can actually feel the age of the person, if they died or not, you know, maybe what race they are, you know, it, you know, all this stuff can come right from that particular object or piece of clothing that you're getting, because it's not cleared. So here we go. Let's get a picture here. And we're ready to go. So I'm going to bring in a light beam into your picture. We're first going to neutralize it. So watch it now, and you're going to see it become neutral. You may want to put your hand over the top of it, maybe a couple inches away, and move your hand from left to right, up and down. Just do it slowly, and go off of the picture, off to the left side, right side, and top and bottom, and feel the energy of maybe your table, whatever the picture's on. And then move your hand over the picture, and you may feel heat or coldness over it, or it could feel like a light breeze to your hand. And then as you keep moving it away from the picture, that light breeze or that sensation, whatever you're sensing, will go away. So just feel it now, and you're going to feel the energy of that particular photograph. Now we're going to bring in some energy into it, which is light, which is peace energy, we'll call it, which will neutralize this photograph. And then we'll bring the light beam in. Remember, the light does not come into densities. This is why we're doing this here. So here we go. Going to neutralize it. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And now move your hand over it slowly. And it should just feel like the table, like it's not even there. Okay? And if it was really negative, has a lot of stuff on it, then I'll do it again here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. And now we'll bring a light beam into your picture. Oh, boy. So you have a choice now if you want female, male, or non-gender. And this is your choice. And here we go. We'll bring in whatever you're requesting right now. And we wanted to say it out loud that you want one of those particular, one of the three, okay? So here we go. One, I'm going to bring the energy in. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And stronger. Oh, boy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So your picture should be glowing now. And maybe we can get somebody to call in. We have maybe 15 more minutes here, approximately. So hopefully we can get a call to have people tell us what they've experienced. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so the numbers are listed under the Station One Play button, and it's 888-627-6008 for the U.S. and Canada, toll-free. And then down to line 4, area code 530-413-5011, 530-413-5011. So let's see, the next question, Ron, well, actually it's Larry, says he has a pain, upper right leg under the joint. So if you would like to do a, he's asking for a sample pain clearing there.
Okay. So we'll see what we can do here. Here we go. So everybody, you can check out your legs right now. Here we go. So one, two, so we can help this out. Do a pain clearing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. Great. Okay, and the next thing, we'll probably have the call tomorrow. No, Friday. Our Friday call, I think we'll dedicate that to entities and maybe shapeshifters, something like that, that are living inside of people that shouldn't be there. So that's what we'll do, is have the Friday call be that. And it's $20 if you wish to come on, and we'll be doing this special session for that. On Monday we did decloning. And then Tuesday, we had energy cording, psychic cords being released from people. We worked on the eyes for that one. Each day is different. And now we're going to do entities like shapeshifters in our bodies, which will be on Friday. I heard a beep there. Somebody out there?
Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. It's Liz.
Hi, Liz.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How you doing?
Good. Just wanted to comment on the photo clearing. That was incredible.
What happened to your picture? What did you see or feel?
Well, I was looking at the picture, and I, as Ron was bringing the energy into stronger and stronger, it literally, like, there was like an, I guess what you would call like an aura around the person who was standing there. And I noticed the water was, like, sparkling, as if, I mean, the picture was taken someone standing in front of a creek, and so the water literally looked like the sun was hitting it.
Wow.
And it was really incredible, and I was very moved by it, and also just, you know, I'm not on Facebook, and I got off of Facebook years ago, and everyone was like, why are you getting off Facebook, and you're paranoid, and it just, like, made me realize that, like, the power of the photograph and of the images, and I really believe that they are powerful, and it's always kind of been unnerving to me, like, how freely people put their images out there, and this just kind of, like, kind of gave me an affirmation that I was doing the right thing for myself.
Yeah.
So
really,
thank you very much. It was very, very interesting.
Is the person in the photo a person who's living at the moment?
It is a living person, yes.
Okay, great. That's really interesting. Yeah, do you have anything to add, Ron, before Liz goes?
Well, oddly enough, since the person is living, I never thought about this, but that person will have that same energy with them for a short time, okay?
Okay.
Because that there's actually like a healing done on the photograph. That's what we, in a sense, did. So the person will have a little bit of the traumas released or something. I can't, you know, guarantee a whole lot of things, but remember, when the picture clears up, so does the person. So I can't.
That's very interesting.
I don't think it's the other way around. But when I do healings on people, I'll have them check out a photograph on themselves that they may have had in their wallet, and it will change.
Wow.
And, you know, they don't look at it when I'm doing the clearing, but they'll look at it afterwards.
Well, even looking at it as you were doing it, I noticed the change, and that's really great, and thank you, because I just spoke to him the other day, and he said he was having a lot of nightmares, a reoccurring dream that he's had since childhood, so maybe it will help a little.
Yep, it could, yeah. Yep. So we had a question here from, I think it's Marie Aria. How long will, and this should be your question too, I guess, how long will that pitcher stay charged? Well, let's see here. We're running, let's leave a charge for, let's say 3 hours and 15 minutes, okay? So that'll be basically 1 o'clock PST and maybe 4 o'clock in the morning back east, okay? So I'll hold the energy for that long. That way you can enjoy the picture in case it is someone who's passed on or something. It'll hold that wonderful energy, and the energy can start to heal you because it will just be radiating pure peace energy continuously.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're very welcome.
Thanks for calling, Liz.
You're welcome. Good night, Carrie. Good night, Ron.
Good night.
Hey, good night. What state are you in, Liz? Maybe you can answer that on the fast chat. What state? You just sound like you're from the U.S., so.
Sure. Yeah, Liz, type in where you are when you get off the phone there. So, Ron, just quickly back to Tina's question about somebody else having a picture of you and being concerned that you might be getting yucky energy sent back to you. I just was wondering, in that situation, would it help to command your spirit energy and your body energy back to yourself out of that picture? Would that have any beneficial effect on this kind of a situation?
Yeah, that could. Yeah, that could help. I would think it could probably be maybe 30% effective. So
okay.
It will help. Remember, because they still have the way you look. And since you only look the way you look, then you're the only one that looks that way.
Right.
And the darkness can connect to the way you look.
Yeah.
So anyway,
What about doing the according to objects clearing? If you did it on that photo, of course, every time you worry about it or think about that photo, you're going to record yourself. But if you could run that clearing, keep it up, I would think that would help too. Would it not?
Yes, it could. Uh huh.
Okay. All right. So those were just two thoughts that I had, Tina, maybe might help you. So changing subjects here, Shannon was asking a little bit ago on the fast chat, do autistic children have entities causing them to act out?
I would say everybody could have that, yeah. So them plus everyone else. But it could be more of them. I know... after seeing it, a few of the people that are the indigo children, is that what it was?
No, the autistic kids.
Yeah, we had indigo kids, I think, right, a while back.
Yeah, they were, uh-huh.
Yeah, and all those kids are pretty unruly normally. That's what I hear from their parents, you know. And so, yeah, that could be entities, too, coming into them, along with maybe... being a little too conscious and not liking it here. But yeah, entities normally are what causes our problems here. So if you get rid of the entities, then all of a sudden you could feel much better. In fact, what we could do is I'll do a sample of the entity clearing. We'll be doing this on Friday here. And normally entities have addictions. Which means they want you to do something, which could be anything. So let's look at an addiction that you might have. And let's take maybe, a junk food addiction or something. but you have to have it with you. Maybe you have maybe a beer in the refrigerator. You're kind of thinking of drinking. Maybe you're a smoker. You know, just something that you know you normally do all the time, whatever that would be. And we'll take the entity out that wants to have that addiction. Here we go, everybody. So one, two, three, it releases it. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten there. So your addiction should be less than what it was before, or maybe not there at the present moment, because the entities that maybe wanted that cigarette or that beer or whatever you're doing has left you. So there we go. Because they come in because they want to experience that addiction. And that could even be for maybe somebody who maybe likes to ride their bicycle a lot, an extreme, or maybe a jogger, something like that, too. That could be an addiction from an entity. And it could be hundreds of them wanting to come into you as you're running, you know, or riding your bike or anything like that. So that's the way entities work. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and we have some nice comments here about the photo, Ron. Martha is saying, my driver's license had some very fragmented, sharp energy in it before. Now I don't notice that, and the energy is at peace. Thank you, she's saying. Marcy didn't feel anything on hers. Maria are wondering how long it would stay charged. And then Shannon missed a little bit about... she's asking, did you say the photo cannot be of a deceased person? And Ron was just wondering if the photo in that Liz called in about was a person living or not. So what would happen, Ron, if it were a photo of somebody who'd already passed away?
Oh, what it would do is just take away the emotional energy would be taken out of the photo, mm-hmm. and it would still be like the person was living, although it would be a light being in there. You know, emitting the peace energy. So the only reason why I asked is, just to see if it was a living person or not. Because mm-hmm. if it was living, then that healing energy would go into the person. Because it would be neutral energy, and that person would probably feel something. I can't say it'll take away all of their problems, but it would be a slight benefit. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Anit is just wondering about the your one-hour conference calls. I think this is in reference to, will there be any more of those calls where we go to the lightship for physical healing? Because you're doing, you've sort of switched gears a little. We've got the decloning on Monday, the new Tuesday call for decoding, and Friday you mentioned would be entities and shapeshifters for a little while here. So Neat just wondering about the just going up to the lightship for those hours?
Yeah, I was planning to do the entity ones, but I think that will be real beneficial this Friday here.
Yeah.
I was planning to do 1 month of entities, but I think doing it maybe on Friday would be, you know, a really nice way to end the week here. So, yeah, I will be going into regular healing, too. And we also do that on Wednesday nights, too. We do that for half an hour. So
okay.
I'm trying to get people to get more relief during those clearings and to be able to, because the shapeshifters and the entities are probably one of our biggest problems here. People end up, you know, dealing with not knowing what they are. So like we just got through doing the entity one, you might feel a change. So we'll see what happens here. I'm just trying to see how we can move people forward a lot quicker.
Okay, great. So we have a few minutes left on the show, so I'll just say the remind everybody that the Q&A will be after the show, and the phone number to call into is 559-546-1301, and the PIN for tonight is 506399, and the pound sign, 5063.99 pound. And if you can email your questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com and pop in the subject bar that you'll be listening tonight, Wednesday, to the Q&A. We have a few questions in there already. I just took a peek. And let's see, we've got, I think, about 4 or 5 minutes left, so I'm just looking for the next question. Shannon is wondering what an indigo child is, Ron, and that was just a wave of children that were born. I don't remember the years. I remember that everybody was saying that they're a precocious bunch who were supposedly souls, spirits that were being born for a certain period of time, who were going to be rebels and busting up systems on this planet the way they've been for a while, but who knows, you know? I don't know. Do you have anything to add to that, Ron? I think it was just a, kind of a new age thing.
Yeah, I think the same thing like you were saying, you know, it's just a way to make children look more special. Some maybe had a different way of looking. Maybe they could have had new clone models put into the children, too, with a little higher technology. One of the ladies that I met, a young girl, I think she was probably, I don't know, I'll say maybe 10. She is able to manifest a keyboard in front of her, and then she had a screen that she could look at, and she's seeing this, and she'd type on it just like she has a regular computer, and you could ask her a question, and she would type it in there, and we'll give her the answer on the screen.
Hmm.
Well, that was how she was able to use her talents. And a lot of the other children that I kind of met off and on, they all seemed to have some kind of little problem where they didn't really want to obey. You know, that's what I kind of perceived. And from that, they kind of got a little wildly, you know. But there's all different types, and you have people talk about they're a star child. And so it just sounds, you know, everything, not that it's anything real special, because you're still stuck here, you know. And this is not their first incarnation either. So it's kind of hard to say, you know, what's what. So they're just people that have a title to who and what they think they are. I don't see it as anything real special because you're still stuck here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Rick Rick is wondering, do entities like pain?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, the entities, if you have a pain in your body, they'll be attracted to pain. They'll give you more pain. So your pain might be maybe a number one or two pain, just hardly anything. And you know, you won't know that because once you have the pain, they come into you. So instantly, your pain can go from what it would normally be as a one or two to maybe, an eight or nine or something, even a 10. And within a split second, it's escalated that far because they're getting all your energy, plus taking away the energy for healing. And that's a problem. So they do like that. When you do a pain clearing, all of a sudden, the entities can start to get released, too. That's why I'm doing the clearing on Friday for entities. So that'll be really different because all of a sudden, if you have pain in your body, do an entity clearing, they will normally leave and your pain can go away. So even though we're not looking at pain, they cause the pain. And they prevent you from having a healing because they take your energy for healing away from you. So it looks like it's about time to leave, Carrie. So we'll be on the call shortly here. And the phone number again is 559-546-1301. And the PIN number, thanks to Kathy here, it'll be up on the fast chat here. So it's 503-399-POUND. And if you wish to put a question in also on the fast chat, you can do so. that you have to call in to listen to us. So we'll be getting questions, too, on the clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I'll record the call just for our own benefit so we can maybe pull some questions off later on and put it onto the website for the Wikipedia there for questions and answers. And if you are new, just go to the Wikipedia and check it out. A lot of questions on there which might give you an answer to what you're looking for. So thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron.
Our Friday call will be with entities and shapeshifters, so we'll see how those work out for people.
Ron Marcus is just wondering if you can do that Friday one absentee.
Yes, you can. Uh-huh.
Okay, great.
Yep. Okay, so we'll be on the call shortly, everybody. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And our next BBS program is on Friday. Same time, but on Station 2.